Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Between Us, written by Claire Atkins and read by Christopher Quinn and Sitare Nagoni.
I start again. I lift my right foot off the ground and place it on the lowest step of the bus. My nerves are an electric lightning storm inside me, fraught and fiery. The officer waves for me to get on. Her voice cracks with impatience. Hurry up. I lift my other foot. Nothing happens. The officer doesn't yell or grab me or shove me forwards. I take another step, then one more. I'm up the aisle now. Zara beckons me towards her, but she's already sitting next to Jamile. There's no room for me there. The boys are up the back of the bus. I can't sit with them either. Zara indicates the empty seat in front of her, and I slide into it as another officer starts calling the roll. This one is short and Asian, with a clipped sing-song way of talking. ADE-036. I muttered yes and a shuffle from the back. COR-005. Yes, Zara's voice bold and grinning behind me. KIN-016. Silence. He tries again. KIN-016, is that you? He's looking at me. I manage a small nod. The lightning flashes inside me again. He ticks me off the list, hurries through the rest of the numbers, then turns to the bus driver. Good to go. The roller door in front of us screeches open, and the bus eases forwards. It stops just a few meters in front of where we were. There's a second roller door blocking our way. The one behind us closes, and for a moment, we are locked in a concrete void that is neither in nor out. My stomach churns. Then the outer door clunks upwards and the bus lurches out onto the driveway. The Asian officer hurries to take a seat beside the female officer, just in front of me. The bus slows at a boom gate. The final barrier is raised. Then we're out on an empty road. Smooth black bitumen, painted with a carefully dotted white line straight down the middle. The land around us seems to stretch forever, an expanse of flat red earth. The trees on the roadside are stringy, with leaves like bursts of green fireworks erupting into the clear blue sky. So much green, so much space, and not a single person or building in sight. It's the opposite of home. We pass a section of blackened trees, burnt trunks standing like charred sentinels, guarding the way to the city.